Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, O Lord.
As it is written in Isaiah the prophet, "Behold, I am sending my messenger ahead of you. He will prepare your way. A voice of one crying out in the desert, 'Prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight his paths.'" John the Baptist appeared in the desert, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. People of the whole Judean countryside and all the inhabitants of Jerusalem were going out to him and were being baptized by him in the Jordan River as they acknowledged their sins. John was clothed in camel's hair with a leather belt around his waist. He fed on locusts and wild honey. And this is what he proclaimed: "One mightier than I is coming after me. I am not worthy to stoop and loosen the thongs of his sandals. I have baptized you with water. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Good morning.
Good morning, Father.
Saint John the Baptist. He was born before Jesus, and his role was what? To be the last prophet of the Old Testament and to be the bridge between the old and the new. The purpose of his existence was to make sure that the people of Israel will be prepared in accepting, in knowing Jesus. And of course, as we know, he had what you call baptism of repentance. He was very much respected, admired, even feared. He was so influential that even the king of Israel wanted him dead because his words were taken seriously by many. Even the Pharisees and the scribes listened to him and were threatened. So, Saint John the Baptist, nobody questioned his power, influence, his effectivity. He was the voice crying out in the wilderness. Yet, he remained humble. He said, "Someone coming after me is so greater than me that I am not even worthy to untie what? The sandals of his feet." Remember, the sandals is below the feet. So it's considered really touching the ground as if you are a symbol of being nothing or being nobody. No? So compared to Jesus, Saint John the Baptist remained humble and did not use or abuse his influence, because if he did, he would have escaped death from the king. Rather, he remained faithful until the end, and his head was cut off. He didn't want to offend God. He wanted to remain faithful, and he remained faithful to the end. How many of us, let me use the word power differential. I don't know if anybody is a psychologist. Power differential is what is said concerning people of influence towards others. Parents over their children, doctors over their patients, priests over the penitents, director over the actresses, congressmen over their constituents. Power differential. How many of us have encountered abused and abused by people of power? We have heard that many times now in the media. There are now congressmen, senators, directors in the media, in Hollywood, concerning their influence over different people. And what happened? They have abused their power over such people. No? Unlike St. John the Baptist, yes, he had power. Don't get me wrong, huh? He had power. Christ has power, obviously. But Christ and the saints, like St. John the Baptist, used their power to save, not for any selfish motive. And that we must be careful with that power. So if you are a mother or a father, if you are a doctor, any role that you have that gives you power over somebody that was entrusted to you, make sure that your ego is checked, that you do not use that power for self-serving, to please yourself, to feed your ego, to make yourself feel better. Power can be very intoxicating. No? As your priest, I always have to be careful. You've seen the latest one was this priest who is convicted of murder. Of murder. Again, see, even priests, if we are not careful, the power that we have over you, the authority to lead you, if I am not careful, what will happen? I can lead you to serve me instead of what? Serving God. No? So we have to be careful. Nowadays, we have to identify the problem. And the problem is, since St. John the Baptist is telling us to repent, part of that repentance is to acknowledge what abuses did I do over other people. God gave me certain responsibilities, certain authority over other people. As a mother, as a father, over my children, what have I done to abuse such power, such authority? Because if we keep on denying what we have done, how can we repent? I'm telling you this because just like St. John the Baptist, I am told to make straight the way of the Lord. And when you look at the road, you see the other end of it if it's straight. But if there are so many curves, you get confused. Sometimes these curves can stop you from seeing the truth, the end, the purpose of what you and I are meant to be. And these curves can be the sinfulness that we have done, the abuses that we have done, the denials that we have done. And how can we truly repent if we keep on denying? So I worry, as your priest, I worry when people do not accept truly their sinfulness. I, every night before I go to sleep, I beg for God's forgiveness. Because I would like to be honest with my God. Every time we have night prayers, all priests, deacons, religious, bishops, the Pope, we have what you call examination of conscience. Do you do that? Do you do that? examination of conscience every night so that you really encounter and make straight the way of the Lord. And be honest with yourself. Stop pretending. Maybe among ourselves, we tend to pretend, oh, I'm holy, look at me. I know how to kneel, sit down, and everything. But in reality, we are no different from each other because of our ego, because of our pride, because of our sinfulness, because of our worldliness. So it's always a choice. What have I done with my life? Do I listen to St. John the Baptist? And am I really making my Lord be able to see the real me? And that I am truthful to Him? And that I acknowledge my sinfulness? 3 days ago, December 8th, we celebrated the Immaculate Conception. And somehow, because there was snow, many people did not go to church on that day, which is understandable. But please, I hope nobody here presumed that the Mass was canceled. Okay? Remember, your priest, where do we live? There, the rectory only. And maybe in other parishes, there are some priests who live miles away from the church. But we walk down. So therefore, do not presume that we will ever cancel the Mass just because of the snow. Now, it doesn't mean that we expect you and oblige you to come because safety first. But do not use the snow and give the reason that the priest canceled the Mass. Oh, Father Ed, he canceled the Mass. No. And in the Immaculate Conception, we are told, we believe that she was immaculately conceived because she was to be prepared to receive in her body, in her soul, what? Christ Himself. And here we are, every Mass, we are not immaculately conceived, we are sinners, we sin, we are full of pride, we are full of ourselves. What do we do in order to receive Christ the Eucharist before the Mass, or before the communion? What do? We have the, confiteor, wherein we say, I confess to Almighty God, Lord have mercy, Christ have mercy. And in that moment, hopefully, we are actually repenting. Because if you just said it without meaning it, and you actually have a stain of sin in your soul, then you are only what? Offending God when you receive the Eucharist. I always dread that, I always dread that I am receiving the Eucharist unworthily. And that is why in that part of the Mass wherein I say, Lord, have mercy, I say to myself, I better be serious. Because sin insults God. And sin causes stain in our souls. And if we are not sorry for our sins, and we keep on pretending as if we have not done something bad, then you are only fooling yourselves and trying to look God, to make God look like a fool. But we are here because we are sinners. We are here because we need God. We are here because we love Jesus and we want to receive Jesus in our lives, not only on Sundays, but every day. Prepare the way of the Lord. I hope I'm doing my part in making it clear to you how to go about glorifying God. But it is not only me that is obliged to make clear the way of the Lord. You also, as evangelizers, you also, because of the common priesthood, you also are obliged to help one another in making Christ known and leading a holy life so that people will be encouraged to embrace Jesus. And if by chance you and I have not fulfilled that obligation, simple, be honest and ask for God's forgiveness and ask for the grace to persevere in truly imitating, glorifying, and loving Jesus, not only one moment in time, but every day of our lives.